Early Facebook investor says company uses methods to addict you. Facebook is using the techniques of Edward Bernays, the father of public relations, who promoted smoking for women, and Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi propaganda chief, an early investor in the social network said. Roger McNay, who made a fortune from early backing of Facebook, said it and other technology giants like Google has replaced phony relationships for real relationships, and were not being held accountable for their actions. He said, in order to maintain your attention, they have taken all the techniques of Edward Bernays and Joseph Goebbels and all of the other people from the world of persuasion and all the big ad agencies, and they've mapped it onto an all-day product with highly personalized information in order to addict you. We are all, to one degree or another, addicted. Mr. McNay told The Telegraph, many of these methods are the same as they use in casinos. The problem is the advertising business model they use. There are millions of things they can show you, and they pick the 20 things most commercially valuable to them. And these are not designed to make you wiser, better educated, or healthier, or more successful at work. These guys knew what they were doing was wrong. Mr. McNay also told a panel in Washington that the tech giant had weaponized the First Amendment to essentially absolve themselves of responsibility. He added, I say this as somebody who was there at the beginning. His criticism of Facebook came as Sean Parker, the former president of the giant social network, denounced it for exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology and suggested it might be putting children's mental health at risk. Mr. Parker told Axios News earlier this week, it literally changes your relationship with society, with each other. It probably interferes with productivity in weird ways. God only knows what it's doing to our children's brains. The investors' creators understood this consciously, and we did it anyway. It was the latest criticism of Facebook by individuals involved with its development, either as a product or financially. Last month, Justin Rothstein, a former Facebook engineer who built a prototype of the network's like button, called the creation the bright dings of pseudo-pleasure, and said he was limiting his own use of Facebook. He said it was very common for humans to develop things with the best of intentions and for them to have unintended negative consequences. In July 2017, Forbes listed Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, who is 33 years old, as the third richest man in the world, with a net worth of $72 billion. Google co-founder Sergey Brin is worth an estimated $42 billion.